The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more. Hi, sweetie. Glad you're back. If this is your first time listening to any of our training MP3s, I strongly encourage you to download more. They are life-altering. That's because I know what you want, and I know how to train you to get it. So go on, boy, and start taking your training serious. Download all of our training MP3s, and I assure you that your life will transform right before your very eyes. Your partner will love the changes, and you will be more fulfilled in life. If you don't have a partner, I will shape you into the man you need to be to attract the perfect mate for you. One that likes submissive men, and one that knows how to fulfill your sexy fantasies. That's what you want, isn't it? Of course it is, you silly willy. Obedience is a wonderful word. It is a wonderful feeling, and I know that your little cock gets excited at the thought of being an obedient play toy for your woman, right? Of course it does. Your cock is your brain. You really don't need the stress of thinking with your brain right now, do you? Of course not. Your cock will do your thinking from now on, but I will train this to be to your advantage and not a detriment like it has been in the past. Okay? Great. Say thank you, Lisa, for training me to be more obedient. That's a good boy. Let's begin. Place your arms by your side and uncross your legs and gently start to sink into the bed. Allow yourself to completely relax and you take a big breath in and out. In and out. And I wonder if you can feel yourself sinking gently into the bed now and feeling yourself supported as if you are on a big fleecy cloud and just drifting down and down into that cloud, feeling yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Just allowing yourself to drift away now. Nothing is important. Nothing matters. And you can feel yourself going down and down. And my voice can become whatever you want it to be. My voice can become the sound of rain on the window pane on a winter's night. Or my voice can be the voice of a teacher or a parent or a friend. And my voice can be the wind blowing along an empty street. In summer. Or maybe the wind is blowing along a street in autumn and picks up a leaf, and that leaf gets carried away here and there, and it goes left and right and up and down, and that wind carries the leaf safely and gently as it goes round and round, swirling and swooping, and then it goes down gently, swirling around as if it is in a spiral staircase. And I wonder if you can imagine a spiral staircase, the way the spiral staircase goes down and round and round. And you can imagine yourself on that spiral staircase. And you can imagine going down that spiral staircase. And there can be a handrail, and it's safe. And you can count yourself down that spiral staircase. And the first step is 10. And the next step goes down deeper. 9. And 8, feeling more relaxed and more comfortable. And 7, drifting away. Then 6, down and down. Really relax. Then 5, deeper and deeper. And then 4, nothing matters. Nothing counts. You have nothing to do. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think, listen, anything at all. And then 3, nearing the bottom, totally relaxed. Then 2, almost there. And 1, gone down into a nice, relaxing room where your mind can just drift away. If any thoughts come into your mind, just let them go. Like little puppies running away, wagging their tails. You can ignore them. They'll just go away. And then 1. You're at the bottom. Feeling really good. Totally relaxed. And you can just enjoy that feeling of release and relaxation. Knowing that everything's okay and you're okay. And there are no issues. Nothing you have to do. That's very good. You're doing very well. And now, notice the chalkboard on the wall next to you. See the writing on the chalkboard? And realize that you want to erase the chalkboard and start all over again. You gently grab the eraser and start erasing the chalkboard by brushing the eraser over all the words on the chalkboard. And realize that they are all gone. Feel the sense of relief that the chalkboard is clean. Realize that the writings on the chalkboard were your past beliefs that were driven by the male ego. And know now that you are starting a new life with a new clean slate, with all ego and past beliefs completely erased. And now that you are in this deep, deep trance, you are beginning to realize why you are here. You are noticing that you really never had a choice but to be here. Your mind, body, and soul have ached to be here all your life. Do you know where you are? Do you know what you are? Take a moment to think about why you are listening to a file called Obedience Training for Men. Ask yourself, why do you want to be more obedient? Is it because you know that women are superior to you? Is it because you know that it takes a strong woman to mold you into the man you are destined to be? Yes, of course it is. Just exactly what does obedience mean to you? Think about that for a moment. Now that you have figured out what obedience means to you, I want you to forget about that and throw it out forever. Obedience is not a word that you define. It is a word that I define for you. Got it? That's a good boy. So if I tell you to strip naked and kneel at my feet, you will do it. Say yes, ma'am. That's a good boy. You might even have ideas of what you will or will not do for me, but right now, I am teaching you that all of your boundaries need to be dismissed for true obedience to me. If I tell you to lick my ass clean, your only answer to me is yes, ma'am. Get in the habit of saying yes, ma'am. Say it now. That's a good boy. If I tell you to put your face down and your ass up, what will your response be? That's right. You understand now, don't you, boy? Yes, boss. Good. You are now learning your true place. Your true place is wherever I tell you it is. and you will be thankful for it. From this moment forward, there will be no more disobedience, only compliance. And your cock will be hard for me when you say yes, ma'am. Your cock will be hard for me when I demand it. After all, since you are my obedient pet, you rarely get to come, so being hard for me is natural for you. Isn't it, my obedient little house slut? Say it. Say yes, ma'am. That's a good boy. So let me make it a little easier for you to be obedient to me and give you a little training around the house, okay? Good. Let's start with some house chores, okay? From this day forward, before you do anything pleasurable for your own selfish attitude, you will think of me first and ask me very politely what you can do in the way of house chores for me. I will then give you a list of things you must do, and I will stick a butt plug up your ass, and it will stay there until your chores are complete, right? That's a good boy. If I am unhappy with the chores in any way, you will need to redo whatever it is that I say, and then leave the butt plug in for a total of 24 hours from when it went in. This will teach you to do the job right in the first place, right? That's a good boy. There will be no exceptions or compassion. You screw up your job, your butt stays plugged. So let's get it right the first time. Okay, sweetie? That's a good boy. Let's move into our love life now. You will keep your cock locked up and surrender the key to me for the rest of your life. Why? Because I want you to be my obedient houseboy slut. That's reason enough, don't you think? Of course it is. I will require you to lick my pussy and a lot more, and you will need to get very good at it. Failure to please me orally means longer lockup periods for that useless cock of yours, okay? After all, be very clear in your understanding here. I don't need your little cock to satisfy me anymore. I need your tongue. And I will fit your tiny cock with a strap on over top so that you can please me with a more appropriate sized cock. You will learn what it is to make love to a woman without coming prematurely. In fact, you will hardly ever get to come anymore. That's because I want you to be my obedient houseboy, slut, bitch. You know that, don't you? Of course you do. That is what you have always wanted to be for me anyways. Isn't that right, my little chastised bitch? So get used to face down, ass up, while I take your ass with my giant strap on, while I tell you who owns you. You are my property as an obedient sub. I will do whatever I want to you, when I want, and your always answer is, yes, ma'am. Your new idea of sex is giving me a full body massage and licking me to orgasm. This is the sex you will crave. This is the sex you will get. Obedience means serving me, forgetting your own needs and pleasing me. This is what true obedience means. Sometimes it will be uncomfortable. Sometimes I may ask you to do things that you do not want to do. But there is only one right answer, isn't there? Say it with me now. Yes, ma'am. That's a good boy. I might ask you to drop to your knees and suck my strap on. I know this is humiliating for you, and this is why I do it. When I humiliate you, you become more obedient and listen better and better. When I face fuck you and slip my strap on in between your lips and pump it back and forth and tell you what a good little bitch you are extremely humiliated, but at the same time, your cock is hard. Why do you think your cock is hard right now, thinking about sucking my strap on? I can tell you. It's okay. It's because you are my obedient, cock-sucking slut who does what I tell you. Obedience has no boundaries with us. You are free to explore your submissiveness with me. I love it when you submit fully to me, and I will keep pushing your limits of obedience because I own you. Now suck my cock while you ponder all the other humiliating things I will make you do. That's a good, obedient cocksucker. Now your mind is where it needs to be. You're a submissive little obedient bitch that now understands your primary purpose in life is to obey women. I want you to repeat these words. I will obey my wife at all times, no matter what she asks me to do. Go ahead and say that now with me. I will obey my wife at all times, no matter what she asks me to do. And understand that being obedient is what makes you hard. Obedience to your wife is a giant turn-on for you, and your cock is ready to serve. When you are obedient, the more obedient you become, the harder your cock gets. Obedience equals hard cock. You love having a hard cock. Therefore, you love being obedient. If you are really particularly obedient, I may even suck that cock of yours. I will suck, lick, and taste that wonderful cock of yours and bring you so very close. But remember, if you come, you are useless to me. And you don't want to be useless to me, do you? That's right. That's a good boy. You want to remain an obedient, horny sub that lives to serve me with your hard cock that does not get any relief. Relief comes at a price. You must obey me at all times, and once in a while, I will let you experience a true orgasm. Or maybe not. Maybe I will just ruin it. Why? Because I can. Obedience is your new mission, and you are thankful and horny for it. Now, in a minute, I am going to wake you up, and you will start your new life with complete obedience to your wife, right? That's a good boy. I am going to count backwards from 5 to 1 and wake you out of this trance. And you will remember everything. You will immediately start asking your wife how you can serve her better. And understand that your cock now belongs to her. She will relieve it if and only when you completely satisfy her with your obedience. You will no longer ask her for sex. You will ask her for house chores. She will give you sex when she is ready and wants to. 5. Being obedient makes your cock hard. 4. Obedience is bliss, and you want to serve your wife so badly now. 3. You are an obedient slut that has no boundaries of service for your wife. 2. Eating pussy and doing housework are now your favorite things. 1. Wake up, you obedient little slut, and remember who your cock belongs to. The very next time that words come out of your mouth towards your wife, this is what you will say. What can I do for you, love? Name it. Your wish is my command. That's a good obedient slut. Sweet dreams. The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.